Attention villagers, this is RJ, your resident representative. Just wanted to say that this week we are not doing an episode because we're all celebrating the Thanksgiving holiday. So in turn, we are sending you this bonus. You've probably heard multiple times in the episodes that you've listened to about how Adam and I share one game. We've only bought Animal Crossing New Horizons once, and it works in both our Switch and Switch Lite as two separate games, essentially. So we recorded this at the end of March. This was when the girls first realized that that's what our game situation was. And we've been saving this bonus. I think this is probably the best time to release it because we're talking about Happy Home Paradise, obviously. Just as an FYI, the DLC worked on both games. So we also have the DLC for both. So I don't know if we just went through a loophole or whatever, but we are thankful, if you want us to say what we're most thankful for this Thanksgiving season, it's this, that we only bought one game and one DLC for both of us. I mean, and that's totally fine, because Adam, like, barely plays anyway. He is so focused on BTS right now that he doesn't even play. But anyway, hope you enjoyed this bonus. It's a fun little crazy conversation of the girls just like freaking out while Adam and I are like, I don't know how to explain it more than we can. So hope you enjoy. Hope you are having an amazing Thanksgiving. And we will see you next week for a new episode. Just as a heads up, down the road, we'll also be streaming our episodes on Twitch. So we're still working through that, but that is our goal. So make sure you follow us on twitch.tv/residencepod so you get an email or a notification when we are live so you can watch us live record our episodes from now on. And then obviously it'll still be released on the podcast platform every Thursday. So once again, thank you for being a fan and listening, and hope you're having a great Thanksgiving, and we'll see you next week. So our game.
This is extra bonus content for the Patreon.
A bonus episode for the Patreon.
We literally don't know how it worked. For some reason, when we did it.
When you did what?
When I bought
Say
the
it.
Game.
You did what?
Exactly.
When I bought the game, I installed it on both the Switch and the Lite. Because I downloaded the game on the Lite.
You downloaded the game on the Lite, and then you played RJ on the Lite, and I played Adam on the Switch.
Yes, so there were two.
Because there were two Nintendo accounts.
Two Nintendo accounts.
But were you a family account?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, so when
did you have a physical copy?
Yeah, was it a physical copy or
no?
A digital?
It's a digital
download. It's a
digital
download.
I think we did it because it was the first time we did, like, when the game dropped, and I just downloaded it two separately, so it always had it for both, because he didn't play until later, but the game was already in the light, or in the Switch, ready to go.
Miranda is dropped.
I am flailing! No! Okay.
It doesn't make sense.
It does not make sense. So you...
No, because it was two separate users.
But like, if I downloaded Mario Kart with a digital download, can I send the digital download code to Miranda or something?
No.
Then how did you do it?
Because
it's the same account.
My account is on both Switches. Adam just has.
A profile on the
Adam just has a profile also on both Switches.
So Adam does not have a Nintendo account. I'm so sorry.
Adam does have a Nintendo account, but he's not the primary, quote unquote, primary.
I'm not like, the daddy.
I like bought the game on my account. So right. I installed it on the Switch and the Lite. But my account plays on one Switch and his account plays on another Switch.
Okay.
So it's like the game, it's not, The save file is not like on the game. It's like the game and the Switch together.
If a mommy and a daddy love each other very much.
We can't even release this because it doesn't make
sense. It doesn't make any sense. So
life hack that we don't understand. Listeners.
You could put this on the co-op only for entertainment
purposes. So for example, I had a Switch Lite. Uh-huh. A physical copy of the game in the Switch Lite. I had a physical copy of the game. When I got the Switch, I made Jace's profile. I made him a Nintendo account, and I am the daddy of that Nintendo account family.
Yeah.
I put my Nintendo account on the regular Switch, and it gave me the option to download Animal Crossing from my Switch, but I did not do that because I was petrified
that it would copy our
whole life. I would lose my data.
Yeah.
Like, I was just horrified. So I went on to, I made the Mira account and I downloaded a digital copy of it. So if I were to, no. So like if I, I don't, how does somebody take a photo of the mailbox?
We only bought a digital copy. When I got the game, because I have a user account on both of the Switches.
I just don't understand how it worked that you could have two separate islands on the same game.
Yeah.
Like, that is like the one thing everybody is like, you can't do it on Animal Crossing. Everybody says if you have another Switch, you have to buy a completely new game. And so I did.
Yeah.
But it's because
even Casey,
scammer of all scams. I would have loved this information.
Right?
Did you try it, or you just knew not to do it?
No, because I had always heard.
Yes.
You can only have one game, one island per game.
Correct? Yes, correct.
But is your
you only have one game? You got two islands.
Does Pizza Rizzo play as Casey, or does Pizza Rizzo have a separate Nintendo account?
It's Vase. Casey is daddy, and Vase is child in the family account.
Okay.
So in the family account, I installed the game. I bought the digital download on both the Switch and the Lite.
Okay. Okay.
That's it. I started RJ's game on Lite. I never started the RJ game on Switch because I was like, that's Adam's game. So Adam started on his user.
Downloaded from Nintendo Online.
It
was already on the Switch because RJ had downloaded it.
We downloaded them to two devices before we even opened the game.
Because I own, Nintendo sees it as I own both Switches. But I never started a game on my user account on the Switch.
Until both were downloaded onto both Switches.
Until his island already started. Because whoever starts the first island, that's the save file island that will be on that Switch.
Okay.
I'm like so mad. Wait, so
both of you did digital download that first time, or you both have a physical copy?
I had a physical copy.
I had a digital download the first time.
Because I didn't understand what digital downloads were.
Did you try? So did you not try that physical copy, loaded into, started on the Switch?
Touch that physical copy. If I would have lost the data of Fantasy Key, I would have collapsed to the ground. I would have
released this.
Opened my window and been like, what is the drop here? Like, I don't know what I would do.
14 feet. I don't think much would happen.
14 feet. I would break an ankle.
You would be concussed.
Iowa woman
over lots of
of Animal Crossing Island.
Animal Crossing.
Oh my God. Local Iowa woman.
Here's what I would have done. If I was on your position, I would have put the physical copy in the new Switch, but not start the game as Miranda, started as Jace.
So the only but physical then that's copy, the thing.
You wouldn't be able to play it at the same time. That's the only
because thing. You need the physical copy in your Switch.
But that's okay because, oh no, it's not.
Because what if, yeah, what if.
Because I've been going over there every day to get some stuff.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So when you're playing it and Jace is away, he can't play the game. Harv can't give pumpkins.
Because I did that with Stardew Valley. Granted, I haven't really done anything with Stardew Valley. I played for like less than an hour and then I gave up. But yeah, I have the physical copy of it. So I did put the physical copy from the light to the regular Switch. And we haven't even opened it yet. But it's there.
Yeah.
I'm so mad.
So Casey, you never did that. You always bought a second digital download for Face.
I bought the physical copy for Face. So could I?
What we did can never be done. Like,
either I'm gonna look this up.
I don't know if ours was a glitch or this is the way to do it.
But it's weird because we've moved islands now.
Yeah, we've swapped islands. Off switching. Yeah. I was on chat with someone from Nintendo.
But that was why we never use local. To go to each other's islands.
Because it's technically the same game.
It's the same game by, like...
But you can you visit each other's islands online.
Online, but
we can't do
play.
Local play.
Because in local play, it's just checking, like, oh, these two Switches are playing the same game. There's no...
It sees it as an error.
Miranda is not going to be able to go to sleep. She's going to lay down, eyes closed.
Do a great impression of a hot dog.
Thanks for tuning in to another episode of Resident Services. You can follow us on Instagram and on Twitter, at ResidencePod. You can join the Resident Services Co-op and meet the rest of our community on facebook.com/group/Resident Services Co-op. And we're also on Discord. You can find the link on the Ampliverse Discord on our show notes. If you'd like to ask Resident Services or leave us your own town hall, you can visit our show page on theampliverse.com, and you can leave a question or voice message, and we'll play it on a future episode. We are a proud podcast on the Ampliverse, so find our other shows and essays on theampliverse.com, and follow us on Instagram, Twitter, and YouTube at theampliverse. Thanks to Zencastr for our recordings and Anchor for hosting the show. And don't forget to write us a review on Apple Podcasts. 5 stars only, please, so we can get our Lilies of the Valley. Our theme music is Animal Crossing New Horizons Closed on Sunday Lo-Fi Remix. Thanks to them for letting us use it. Find their music on Spotify under Closed on Sunday. Thanks again for listening.
Discovering voices, building worlds, the Ampliverse.